Now, Miss Barbara Stanwyck on the Bromo Seltzer Hollywood Star Playhouse. Salsa presents Hollywood Star Playhouse. Tales of suspense, thrills, adventure by Hollywood's finest writers with Hollywood's top stars. Portions of this program are transcribed and is brought to you by Bromo Seltzer, the fast, effective headache help which reminds you to...
fight headache three ways! Bromo Seltzer.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Herbert Rawlinson. Welcome to the Bromo Seltzer Hollywood Star Playhouse. This evening is a special occasion for us. We are celebrating the start of our second year on the air. And as a birthday present, we are bringing you that outstanding actress whose radio appearances are all too few, Miss Barbara Stanwyck. What would you do for a chance to win back the thing you prized most in life? The thing that you felt was rightfully yours? Would you accept any help at any price? Or would you kill? Listen now as Miss Barbara Stanwyck creates for you the role of Alice in the story ironically titled Father's Day.
This was always the most difficult part of the day for me. When the last mother had taken home the last child and I was alone again. All alone in my nursery school. Yes, always in the gloom of departing day, my life seemed as empty as all those tiny chairs drawn up at their tiny tables. And I remember telling myself that I ought to snap on a light and look over the blueprints for a large new playroom. That I ought to work, do something, anything, but I didn't stir. Until suddenly I realized I'd heard the door open. Who's there? Who is it? Oh.
Hello, Alice.
You.
I didn't mean to shock you, Alice. But it's so hard to know what to do, what to say, after 5 years.
And a divorce. Don't forget the divorce, Ralph.
I haven't. Not for one day of those 5 years. That's part of what I came to tell you.
Get out of here.
Alice... now that I've finally found you again, won't you at least listen?
Are you sure your mother would approve?
It's 2 years now since Mother passed away.
Oh. Well, at least you have the consolation of knowing that she died content with her darling son.
Please, Alice.
Died knowing that she had succeeded in making you divorce me, the wife she didn't like, so you could marry the girl she did.
Even that's over with. My marriage to Elaine. I got my final decree last month. It's all over.
So is everything between us.
No, Alice. Not everything.
What makes you think that?
For one thing, the fact that I find you here, running a nursery
school.
As
if that could have anything to do with us.
Elaine wanted to hurt me, too. So, she told me.
Told you what?
What you had kept from me. The time of our divorce. The fact that there was to be a child.
She told you that... why,
it's true, Alice. I know it's true.
All right. Then where is this child of ours?
You gave it out for adoption, but you've never forgotten it, never stopped missing it and wanting it.
No.
That's why you started this nursery school, to be near other people's children. But it's not the same, is it, darling?
Ralph, stop!
Listen, darling, listen to me. I'm going to get our child
back. You can't. I gave the child out for adoption.
Alice...
I never even saw my baby. I don't even know if it's a boy or a girl.
Alice, you gave it out for adoption. I didn't.
But I signed the paper. It's legal.
Not if the legal father intervenes and refuses to give his consent. Alice, I've checked the law very carefully. Because of the date of our divorce, I am the legal father. So if I intervene now and refuse to give my
consent... Ralph, you aren't just saying these things...
I swear to you. And I'll make it up to you for everything. We'll have our child back, and we'll have each other back. If that's the way you want it.
Oh, Ralph, more than anything else. More than everything else. I want my child back.
Why?
Once I had permitted myself to hope, there could be no more waiting. Within an hour of the time Ralph had walked back into my life, we left the city behind us. All through that night we drove. And in the morning we arrived at Hill Haven.
Yes, Mrs. Hadley retired as superintendent about 3 years ago. Or should I say, retired. What happened was that she worked herself to the point of a complete breakdown.
I'm terribly sorry to hear about Mrs. Hadley's illness, Doctor. She made us all feel like her own daughters. I was so sure she'd even remember my name. How is she now?
Not too well, I'm afraid. No, not too... I'll only be able to spare you a few minutes, so perhaps...
Ours is a rather strange story, Doctor. Briefly, it's this. We were divorced 5 years ago, and only recently I found out that there had been a child.
Born September 27th, 1946. It was given out for adoption within the
month.
In
other words, without my knowledge or consent.
That could only be possible if the mother deceived us.
Yes, don't you understand how I felt? I would have done anything to keep him from knowing.
Fortunately, nothing like that could ever happen again. Now that we have sufficient funds, we make the most exhaustive investigations. Go on, Mr. Michaels. You've come here now for what purpose?
Why, to find out where the child is, of course. I'm sure that I don't have to point out to you that, as the legal father, I have the right...
You see, we're going to remarry, and we want our child back.
Yes. So if you'll just give us the name and address of the adoptive parents...
I can't do that.
Why not?
In the first place, we never, under any circumstances, divulge the identity of adoptive parents. Such information is privileged.
Oh.
Wait a minute. You know I can take you to court.
It still wouldn't do you any good.
I'd like to know why.
Because of the fire.
Fire?
What fire?
The one that burned up all the records.
I don't believe it.
In which case, sir, you're perfectly free to check my veracity. Now then, if you'll excuse me.
Doctor...
Yes.
I wouldn't want you to think that... try to understand how I feel.
Please believe me, I do. But think how the adoptive parents would feel. And you can have other children.
And what about them? They can adopt others.
I see that you don't understand.
I do. But I still want my child. The thing Ralph talked about as we drove away made no impression on me. I didn't even hear him. Nor did it mean anything to me when we made several stops in the nearby little village. If only I hadn't allowed myself to hope.
Alice, we're in luck. She'll see us.
What? Who'll see us?
You mean to say that all the time we were driving around and I was telling you... Well, anyway, I finally located her.
Her?
Mrs. Hadley.
Mrs. Hadley.
Come on, Alice. Our nurse said we could only have a few minutes.
You'll have to forgive me. My mind wanders so at times. I only seem to remember unimportant, irrelevant things. But your face does seem so familiar.
I'm Alice.
Alice. Yes. Alice, who wept so much of the time.
And the baby. You remember the baby.
I remember so many babies. Sometimes when I can't sleep, they come to visit me. I know, it's only my imagination, of course. But they seem so real.
We thought you might remember Alice's baby.
Alice's... Yes. An incubator case. Tiniest little boy.
A boy. Mrs. Hadley, do you possibly remember who adopted him?
Adopt? Oh. Why do you ask that?
Why? Because I'm his mother.
We have the right to take him back, you see. The fact that I, as the legal father, didn't sign the relinquishment.
Oh, you have to forgive me. My mind.
Alice's baby. Try, Mrs. Hadley. Try to remember who adopted him.
Ralph, please, we shouldn't be doing this.
I used to pride myself on remembering the names of all those heartsick girls. The names of all their children.
But Alice's baby, surely you can give us some clue to the people who adopted him.
Sometimes I surprise myself. Sometimes...
Mrs. Hadley...
Yes. They live out west. He has something to do.
Something to do?
With what?
Mining. Yes, that's it. Very wealthy.
Oh?
Oh, if only I weren't so tired. I might even remember the name of the town.
Think.
Something to do with toast. Yes, it's associated in my mind with toast.
Oh, doctor.
By heaven, you wouldn't stop at anything, would you?
Not if it would give us back our child.
Get out. I said get out!
All during that long, silent drive back to the city, I kept telling myself that I should have been ashamed, remorseful, conscience-stricken, and yet I... If only I could reconcile myself to the fact that now I would never find my son, because there was nothing to go on but the ramblings of a poor, sick woman's mind. Nothing. But Ralph wouldn't give up. I had never dreamed he could be so determined. He spent whole days in the map section of the city library.
Sorry I'm late, Alice. Come on, I'll take you to dinner.
Ralph...
Alice, I've pored over every map of the western part of the United States that's in print. If there's any name that could be even remotely associated with the word toast, I can't find it.
Oh, if only Mrs. Hadley...
Well, that's another thing I hated to tell you, Alice.
What?
The day after we were there, Mrs. Hadley died.
Oh, I'm sorry. You must be starved. Let's go.
Alice.
Yes?
I'm flying east tonight to wind things up. In a few days, I'll be back and we'll get married.
But I thought we'd live back there because of your business.
Too many memories. The wrong kind of memories back there. We'll start over again here.
Yes, it's better that way. Oh, Ralph.
I know how you feel, darling. But we'll have others. And we do have the consolation of knowing that he's in a fine home, that he's loved by people who are very wealthy. People who would probably give anything rather than give him up.
I'll go to the airport with you.
I wouldn't think of it. Flights are so far behind schedule, I probably won't get out until morning. No, darling. We'll have dinner, and then I'll take you home.
All right, Ralph. It's good to have you so decisive about things.
Yes, Alice. I've changed. Really changed.
I fell asleep early that evening. But around midnight, the baby in the apartment upstairs woke me up. Strange that it should have been a baby that woke me up. That night of all nights, I couldn't bear to be reminded of my baby. So I called the airport. Yes, there was just enough time for me to get there before the plane for the east took off. But Ralph didn't get on the plane. Something had happened, but what? I hurried into the terminal to try to find out.
May I help you?
Is there another flight east tonight?
No, that's the only flight going east.
Oh, well, then perhaps you can tell me if Mr. Ralph Michaels... You see, he had a reservation on this plane.
Oh, Michaels? Yes, he took flight 73 going west.
West?
That's right, to Omaha, where it transferred to a plane for Casper, Wyoming.
Oh, no, there must be some mistake.
Well, you can see for yourself. Ralph Michaels, destination Casper, Wyoming.
Casper?
He's due to arrive there tomorrow morning at 9:40.
Miss?
Yes?
Please don't think me crazy, but does Casper remind you in any way of toast?
Toast? Well, there's that wonderful cartoon character, Casper Milktoast, but I don't suppose...
Yes. Yes, that's it.
Oh, would you like a glass of water?
No. I'd like a ticket. A ticket on the next plane to Casper, Wyoming.
Bromo Seltzer, the fastest effervescent in the headache field, is bringing you Hollywood Star Playhouse. Tonight, starring Miss Barbara Stanwyck in Father's Day.
Fight headache three ways. Bromo Seltzer, Bromo Seltzer, Bromo Seltzer, Bromo Seltzer.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? How do you do? This is your old friend Norman Brokenshire. Say, has it ever occurred to you that most headaches are caused by an upset stomach, excess stomach acidity? What's more, when this happens, your nerves become jumpy too. Well, neighbors, that's why Bromo Seltzer is so famous as a headache product. It gives you fast, effective, three-way help. Yes, sir, Bromo Seltzer gives you speedy help for the pain of a headache. Bromo Seltzer soothes your upset stomach by neutralizing the excess stomach acidity, and it calms those jittery, jangled nerves. Bromo Seltzer gives you the help you want when you've got the headache. As for speed, you just compare the speed of Bromo Seltzer's effervescence with that of any product in tablet form you've ever tried. You'll be amazed, and you'll be delighted too, because Bromo Seltzer is so pleasant to take, so sparkling and refreshing. For best results, use cold water. Follow the label, avoid excessive use. Don't let a headache make you miserable. Get fast, effective, three-way relief from that headache. Take
Bromo Seltzer, Bromo Seltzer, Bromo Seltzer, Bromo Seltzer.
Now, Act Two of Father's Day, starring Miss Barbara Stanwyck.
Ralph had told me that he was flying east, but he had bought a ticket west, a ticket to Casper, Wyoming. It could only mean he thought Casper was the clue we had been looking for, the clue to a little boy not quite 5 years old, our little boy whom I had never seen. But why hadn't Ralph told me? Was it because he didn't want to build up my hopes too much in case his theory was wrong? Was it because he wanted to keep it all as a big surprise? Yes, yes, of course. And yet, as I flew west next day, I began to wonder if Ralph hadn't changed too much. Within an hour of the time my plane had arrived in Gaspar, Wyoming, I was at the public library.
Yes?
I'm not sure, but doesn't the city directory give each person's occupation and such information?
That's correct.
Oh, good. What shelf will I find it on?
Oh, I'm sorry, but we have only one copy of the city directory on hand, and it's in use.
Oh, well, I'll wait.
But it may take some time. You see, he's had it now since morning.
He?
That gentleman sitting in the far alcove.
Oh, yes.
I do believe, though, that he... Yes, here he comes.
I'll be back later. I was sure Ralph had seen me, but evidently he was too preoccupied with what he had learned from the city directory. I slipped into a phone booth in the lobby in order to follow him when he left the building. But as he came into the lobby, he walked right toward me. It could only mean that he had seen me, but... No, he went into the adjoining booth. Through the thin partition, I could hear everything.
Hello, Mrs. Stone. I'm calling you at the request of Mrs. Hadley of Hillhaven. Mrs. Hadley of Hillhaven. Yes, there must be a mistake. Sorry.
So that was his plan. How many names did he have on his list? How many numbers would he have to call before he located the right one? If there was a right one. After all, this whole thing might be pretty far-fetched. Just because Mrs.
Hello,
Hadley
Mrs.
had
Stone,
said...
Post... I'm calling you at the request of Mrs. Hadley of Hillhaven. Yes. Yes. Oh, she's fine. Thank you, Mrs. Trowbridge. I've looked forward to meeting you and your husband. And your son, of course. Yes, this evening will be fine.
This time the directory served me, and I learned that the Trowbridges lived in a beautiful home on the edge of town. And I was watching that evening as Ralph drove up in a rented car. An hour later, he came out and drove off again.
Yes?
Mr. Trowbridge, there's something I must ask you.
Oh, not now. Of all times,
I ask
not
you
now.
About the man who just left.
Oh? Come in.
Thank you.
This way, please.
What did he say this time, Fred? Oh.
She wants to talk to us about him.
Who is he? Fred. Her eyes, they're just like Richie's.
Richie. His name is Richie.
So you are the mother.
He told us you didn't even know.
Then he
did mean to surprise me.
Some surprise. Well, I've got a surprise of my own for you. I won't pay.
Pay?
Fred.
It wouldn't work.
Won't pay.
Not for long. They'd be back again and again.
Oh, Fred, how
that's why Ralph didn't tell me.
Money?
That's why
I... You know I'd give every cent I've got if there was any chance that they'd let us alone. But they never would now that they've found out.
I don't care. Anything would be better than giving Richie back to people like that.
What I should have done when he first walked in here was call the police.
Oh, listen. Please listen to what I have to say.
It won't do any good. We know you're in on his little game. Probably here to hike his
price. Oh, no.
So go back and tell him for me. My mind is made up.
Yes. Yes, I'll tell him. Outside, I couldn't find a taxi. It wasn't until people turned to stare at me that I realized I was running, but I didn't care about anything except getting to my room and getting the gun out of my overnight bag.
Care for a lift?
Ralph!
Come on, hop in.
How did you know?
I saw you going up to the Trowbridge house as I was driving off. Now it's my turn to ask. How did you know?
There's one thing I still don't know, Ralph. How much?
Huh?
How much is our son worth? As the mother, I have a right to know his asking price.
Look, Alice, it's too bad you had to find out this way.
What way had you planned? Or were you going to spare me from ever knowing?
It's too bad, I said, because now you've got it all twisted. The fact is, what I'm doing is for your sake as well as mine. Yes, and for the boys' sake.
And what about the Trowbridges? Is it for their sake, too?
Come down from that iceberg, Alice. After all, it was the doctor at the Hillhaven who gave me the idea. Yeah. Remember him asking us to think what it would mean to the adoptive parents? Whereas we could have other children.
I also remember something that Mrs. Hadley said about the people who adopted him being very wealthy.
Sure. And there's something you don't know, Alice. My business is shot. I'm practically broke. But with the $50,000 that'll come from the Trowbridges...
$50,000? My, what a big price for such a little boy.
Don't worry. They're glad enough to pay.
That's where you're wrong.
Yeah?
Mr. Trowbridge told me to tell you he won't pay.
That's so? What did his wife say? He'll pay, all right.
And keep on paying, maybe?
Now you're getting smart.
Yes, after being stupid enough to believe that you would come back to me because you loved me.
I didn't even know then that the kid had been adopted by wealthy people.
But you did know that I was doing well with my nursery school, didn't you? Didn't you?
What if I did? Have I said I won't marry you even now? Now that my day has come?
Your day?
Yeah, Father's Day. $50,000.
The Trowbridges are going to keep that boy without paying one cent ever.
Who said?
I do.
Alice, you don't seem to realize just how much I've changed. Nobody's going to dominate me anymore. Not even you.
But I'm going to stop you, even if I have to kill you.
And what do you think would happen to you if you did?
I don't care.
Don't you? We'll see. We'll see.
Look out!
What are you so scared about? I thought you didn't care about dying. Now you listen to me. I made up my mind to get that money, you understand? Even if I have to do the killing, understand? You don't know what it's been like since Mother died, and Elaine left me, and the business started to go bad. You don't know what it's been like to have creditors hounding.
Help! Help! Look out! Help! Help! Help!
Hello, Aunt Alice.
Who is it? Richie.
You know my name, just like Mommy said.
What else did Mommy say?
That she hopes you'll come and stay with us when you get out of the hospital. You will, won't you, Aunt Alice?
Well, I...
Please. Mommy says it'll help you forget.
About what?
The accident. Mommy said to be sure to tell you that the man, he died.
Did he, Richie?
You could cry if you want to. I'll go out.
No, Richie, stay. The man who died, he wasn't a good man, like your father. Besides, when you're with me, it's so easy to forget.
Thank you, Barbara. Thank you for making our birthday party a memorable one.
Herb.
That was truly a great performance.
Well, Herb, I'd like to say happy birthday to everybody on Hollywood Star Playhouse. My particular thanks to Jeff Alexander for his fine, fine music on the show. Our engineer, Johnny Schneller. The sound men, Gus Bays and Ross Murray. Maurice Zim for his excellent script. And our director, Jack Johnston. And certainly I don't want to forget the people in tonight's cast. Carlton Young, Ted Von Eltz, Jeanette Nolan, Bob Griffin, B. Benaderet, and Ann Whitfield. I hope that I can be here to celebrate many birthdays for Hollywood Star Playhouse.
Thanks again, Barbara. In just a moment, I'm going to introduce Mr. David Bryan, the star of next week's play. And now, here is Norman Brokenshire.
Thank you, Herb. Gee, that was a story. Say there, neighbor, if Bromo Seltzer isn't already your favorite headache help, give it a try, won't you? I know that once you find out how fast and effectively Bromo Seltzer helps a headache all three ways, you'll never settle for anything else. Now, let me explain just what I mean. Most headaches are caused by an upset stomach, too much stomach acidity. Naturally, your nerves become jumpy, too. Well, you take pleasant-tasting Bromo Seltzer and just watch how fast it helps the pain of that headache. But wait now. Bromo Seltzer soothes your upset stomach, too, by neutralizing the excess stomach acidity. And it calms those jittery, jangled nerves. Great? You bet it is. And when it comes to speed, just compare the speed of Bromo Seltzer's effervescence with that of any product in tablet form you've ever tried. You'll be amazed, and you'll be delighted with the fast, effective three-way headache help that Bromo Seltzer gives. Next time a headache hits you, take sparkling, refreshing Bromo Seltzer. Yes, remember to
fight headache three ways. Bromo Seltzer, Bromo Seltzer, Bromo Seltzer, Bromo Seltzer.
Barbara Stanwyck can soon be seen in the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer production, The Man with the Cloak. Tonight's play was written especially for Miss Stanwyck by Maurice Zim, with music composed and conducted by Jeff Alexander. The entire production is under the direction of Jack Johnstone. And now here is the star of next week's thrilling story on Hollywood Star Playhouse, Mr. David Bryan.
Get in behind the Iron Curtain. It's a cinch. I know, because I've done it. But the long way back is something else. Traps and pitfalls that would stagger the imagination. And always, always there's death waiting for you just around the next turn in the road.
Thanks, David. The long way back for next week sounds mighty intriguing. Yes, and timely, too. Thanks. On tonight's program, all characters and incidents were fictitious. Any similarity to actual characters or incidents is purely coincidental. Portions of this program were transcribed. And now this is Herbert Rawlinson saying goodnight for all of us here on the Hollywood Star Playhouse. And from Bromo Seltzer, the fast, effective headache help in the familiar blue bottle.
Bromo Seltzer, Bromo Seltzer, Bromo Seltzer, Bromo Seltzer, Bromo Seltzer.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.